This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan.
What up?
If you haven't heard already, it's Smooth Sack Summer. When you're playing in the summer sun, make sure you're escaped from pubes to bum.
Nice.
That's right. This is the summer to keep your balls cool while still looking hot with Manscaped. The leaders at Below the Waist Grooming are making sure we all have a ball this summer by giving our pants partners everything they need to stay fresh. So dive headfirst into Smooth Sack Summer by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with their code K100. Now, I used to shave my balls with a razor, and I get nicks and cuts sometimes. It's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, that's risky business.
But now our friends from Manscaped have provided us with the ultimate package. It's called the Performance Package 4.0, and it has everything you need to prepare for that summer bod. Our favorite product, that we've spoken about this many times, is the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer that features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 is a 7,000 RPM motor, a new multifunction on-off switch that can engage a travel lock, and gives you the ability to turn the 4,000K LED spotlight on and off when needed for more precise shave, and it's waterproof. You can do it in the shower, the pool, you can do it in the bathtub. You can do it in, like, Joe, I'm sure you probably like to, like, you like to bathe in the toilet sometimes. You can do it in there.
I was going
to
say, you're gonna shave your pubes in the pool?
No,
what
I'm not
pool
gonna.
Is this? That's disgusting.
Well, that's Philadelphia. A lot of people do that in their pools.
Right.
Now they have the perfect haircut, too. You can use Manscaped's liquid formulations to keep that freshness even as the hottest summer barbecues. Most importantly, and Joe, you need this, the Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant, to stay cool in the heat.
For sure.
With a soothing aloe vera formula, it's very comfortable. It's the best in the business for below-the-waist freshness. And the clear dry formula will keep looking good while smelling good. Then Conan's favorite product, the Manscaped Boxers. And these are easily the most comfortable boxers you will ever put on. and the cool shed travel bag that Conan can load all his Manscaped products in and put it in his luggage when he travels to Mexico for AAA. Also, wearing sandals with some nasty toenails during the summer months? Well, take a look at the Shears 2.0, and it's a luxury nail grooming kit. It's perfect. The kit includes stainless steel nail cutters, tweezers, and grooming scissors. And with the performance package, your balls will be ready to impress, but make sure you cover the rest with the Shears 2.0. So get 20% off and free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. It's one of our favorite products. It's smooth sack summer, boys, so get on board or get left behind. You know, during the summer months, you got to keep that area taken care of.
Yeah, and the Shears 2.0 being one of their new releases, that's great for, I'm not sure, if I haven't seen Disco, but I know for a fact that I wear slides on my feet sometimes, and Conan is definitely a slide wearer, so that's great for guys that keep their feet exposed during the summer. You have that sweet nail trimmer kit.
Yeah, well, you know, this is our best-selling item for a reason. A lot of wrestlers in the business have reached out to us to take advantage of the special discount that you do when you put in our code. But, you know, they take care of you. And this isn't just for your nether regions. You can use it to shave your arms. You can use it under your arms. You can use it for your chest. You can use it for your face. Don't be like Joe and use the same one that you use on your balls on your face. Buy two different ones. They also have, like he said, the ball deodorant, a travel bag. This is excellent. They take care of you. They got shampoo. They got conditioner. We take care of you here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, with all our products are supplements to improve your health with Legacy right. Supps, Manscaped, improve your look. You know, it's just this personal betterment.
How you look is how you're treated. And, you know, if you want to, you know, impress your significant other or the other sex or the same sex or whatever you're into, you want to be groomed and smelling clean. You know what I'm saying? And they take care of you. And like Disco said, the boxers are the most comfortable ones I've ever used. And that's all I ever use now. So take it from us. Check out Manscaped for all your grooming needs. Boom. So, yo, we're back with another episode of K100 Talks. Disco has the topic at hand.
Well, it's just I want to talk about the Supreme Court. There was a pretty big case. Now I was confused because I don't, you know, I didn't really, you know, like a lot of this is the thing is people think like the Supreme Court. What do you call it? Like, you know, like chimes in on things, right? But basically what happens is, you know, there's a court case and it'll keep getting appealed and it gets pushed up to the Supreme Court, goes through appellate process and it just rises up. It's like, okay, this is one the court's going to have to chime in on. And I think people, you know, don't understand that, you know, these cases get brought to them. Like that, like the Supreme Court doesn't go out looking for to change laws and stuff.
Right, it goes to appellate courts and
right,
yeah, if they the can't come right. to a decision, they go to Supreme Court and they have the final decision.
Right, because I believe in the Roe versus Wade thing, there was a case that was like similar, like if you know, it was like a roundabout way that they got to it, because one of the questions and thing like brought that. Well, recently, and this has been this is I think a problem. Society-wise, that we're not addressing, okay, and you know, so affirmative action got shot down, okay, by the Supreme Court because Harvard and University of North Carolina and other colleges are doing this too, are basically amending their admission processes for in favor of diversity, okay, like they want more. They want more black people, you know, admitted and stuff. And then what they're doing is they're lowering standards. And what it's been, the problem was what's happened here is, and this is the most fascinating thing is like the media is covering this. And, you know, as this is like black people are the only minority is what it tries to sound like, because like Asians are basically dominating the admission processes to these schools because Asians score, you know, seemingly way higher than like than all these other minorities and even white people too, and too many Asians were getting admitted. Okay, so they basically discriminated against Asians to, you know, to basically like admit other, you know, other minorities and stuff. And thinking like, you know, a group sued, said this isn't fair. I think the name of the group is like something for society admissions. I don't know. Just you know, I saw it in here earlier, but basically you know, the Supreme Court has weighed in and said, okay, you cannot discriminate based on race, any race, It should not, you know, unfortunately, and with what it's saying is like, okay, if there's 100 applicants, okay, and, you know, we're going to accept 25 of them, but, you know, 22 of them were Asian, it's like, well, that's kind of what we got to do. If we're like based on the admission standards that we have, because we're based on test scores. Now, this is the problem that people have with this. They're saying, okay, you know, a lot of people continuously try to look at black people as a class that's, you know, not represented enough, and we still have the thumb on them, right? But in the education system, it's like we're talking about the extreme end of the bell curve here. And let me explain what I mean. If you test IQs by race along the spectrum, okay, it's going to look like basically a bell curve. Like in the middle of the bell curve, there's not a lot of like the diversity and stuff. Like you can't really say like an average white person, okay, can't like, you know, make a claim and say like, well, I'm smarter than the average black person, okay, because in the middle of the bell curve, those numbers don't show that. Where the numbers come is on the extreme end of the bell curve, like the exceptional people, right? And what we're doing here, and like, you know, this is my opinion, like as a country, if you want to go towards diversity and you're doing it in like institutions like Harvard, you know, the institutions of higher learning, the best colleges in the country, it's like, dude, it's like we're constantly putting people through the education process, testing them. The people that are rising above and testing high and doing better than everybody else, those are the people we need to put through into these programs, regardless of race, because these are the people that are going to be exceptional people in our society, like you know, computer programmers, people like, you know, bro, when other countries are doing this and their best people are getting into the important jobs, and we are like basically compromising our standards for the most important jobs because like we accepted lesser, you know, lesser people for the job. It's like over the course of time, that's going to be a problem for this country competing against other countries, especially like in like cyber warfare, you know, like you can't mess around and stuff like that. Like, you know, like think that like diversity on the exceptional side of our society is something that we should be aspiring to. We should be getting the best people, the highest test scores, the smartest people, and putting them through these programs. But we're saying it's like, well, there's too many Asians going in there. Mm. It's like, okay, well, fine. I want the Asian scientists. And they, you know, these are the people that are going to be the exceptional people in our society. I don't care what race they are because they're all Americans.
Yeah.
And I think that's a problem. I don't think a lot of people look at it that way. And I want to get your thoughts, Conan. Did what I say?
Well, I hear Job saying yeah and all this other stuff. Well, what do you have to say, Job? Because you sent me an
tweet. Tweet was horrible.
Yeah.
Well, I agree with what DI said, and not just cyber warfare, but think about you'd want the best doctors. You want the best nuclear physicists. You want the best teachers. You don't just want 100 people going to school for teaching and then, you know, like Disco said, 25 of them aren't the best candidates, you know, and that's probably a problem in the teaching system we have now. But yeah, it should always be about the best of the best go forward. You know, we don't just roll the dice and say, well, no, we need a certain amount of Arab Americans, a certain amount of dopey Southern whites or whatever. You know, it should just be the best of the best.
Conan, guess what?
What up?
Summer is here and the time is out to shed unwanted body fat for swimmer season with X-Lean 5 from our friends at Legacy Sports Nutrition. X-Lean 5 has a unique thermogenic and lipogenic formula to target fat cells and raise your metabolism at the same time. So when you combine it with restricted calories and quality exercise, you'll see amazing results, just like K100 listener Jay, who has lost 50 pounds and counting and 10 inches from his waist, and that's just one of the hundreds of K100 fam who are currently using Legacy products and love their results.
I'd be friend of the show, Jay Baca.
Hey, Bach.
Yeah.
Legacy was founded by a friend of the show, Nick Aldis. Nick personally answers customer questions and gives advice on getting in your best shape when you become a Legacy customer. He uses the products himself, so you know he believes in the results. Go to LegacySupps.com. That's LegacySupps.com and use code K100. It gets you a 10% discount to help support this show. And we're proud that so many K100 fam are bettering themselves and getting in their best shape ever and supporting LegacySupps.com and our show. With protein powders, greens, testosterone boosters, sleep aids, and more, Legacy has you covered. Level up with Legacy now at LegacySupps.com. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/westwoodone.
One more comment I want to make before Cody said chimes
in. I'm going to get in trouble for making Southern
whites. Well, this is the thing from a legal standpoint too. This is the law, and we can't discriminate, bro. Let's go 150 years into the future, okay? And Cody, what did you say? How many years? We talk about this all the time. What is the date that the projected date where the whites are not going to be a majority in this country anymore?
Isn't it like 25 years or so?
It's minority. I think that's called white minority. That's exactly what it's called.
Right.
And it'll be 2044.
Okay. Let's go to 2144, 100 years later. What if?
And let me just say another thing. In 2032, bro, you've taken up 90% of the conversation. 2032 will be the majority in the workforce. Continue.
Hispanics?
Yep.
And actually, it says, Conan, it also says here, under 18 non-Hispanic white Americans are already a minority. So, but non-Hispanic whites will become the minority by 2045. Like you said.
All right. So, like, the whole thing of affirmative action doesn't make any sense if we're looking 100 years into the future and white people might not even be the majority race in this country anymore. So, like, we can't discriminate against, you know, on color. Because, like, we don't know what the demographics of the color is going to be far into the future. And that's what the law is in place for. I thought affirmative action had got shot down. That's why when I heard this case was, like, actually a case, I thought affirmative action hadn't been a deal for a long time. Wasn't affirmative action, like, shot down years ago? Maybe, like, these other – and maybe that's why this was shot down is because they were trying to do it again?
I believe so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Barack Obama, I think had chimed in that affirmative. It's funny too, because like that now that like the thing is like you always go, you know, where the wind blows. Now everybody that was against affirmative action is now all of a sudden for affirmative action because the Supreme Court shot it down. It's a quote unquote right wing Supreme Court. Bro, that's the thing about a lot of this stuff is if it's like we're so polarized that if conservatives have a position, it's like the left immediately takes the opposite position just for the hell of it, because the conservatives have the opposite position. And it's dissent. They we're dissenting because they can't be right. And like they get trapped in some positions here where it's like, you know, well, sometimes they are right, you know. So, well, go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to see exactly what Obama said, because I didn't remember the exact verbiage, but I kind of remember what he said. So this is what he says. Former President Obama said, affirmative action policies allowed generations of students like Michelle and me to prove we belong. Like any policy, affirmative action wasn't perfect, but it allowed generations of students like Michelle and me to prove we belong. Now it's up to all of us to give young people the opportunity they deserve and help students everywhere benefit from new perspectives. So the only problem that I have with what you're saying is that you also got to remember one of the reasons they had to do affirmative action is because we were so behind the goalpost. I mean, there was a time where blacks, if they were found with books, they would be arrested or they would get fucking whipped. I mean, you couldn't even read. They had to read in private, you know? So there was a time when, and these were policies that obviously they had to eradicate, but still they had policies where if you weren't white, if you were black or Latin or Chinese or whatever, they wouldn't rent to you. They wouldn't lend you money at a bank. So for so many years, we were behind the goalpost, and now they're trying to make it fair. The problem with affirmative action, the only one I have, is like, how much do you lower your standard to give somebody a chance? Because right. I think just like wrestling, like what happened to me, because I broke in on top, or like what happened to Dominic, where he broke in on top, or somebody like Solo Sikoa, I'm not around people of my own intelligence. You know, I'm not down with the rookies. I'm up with the best guys who are, and I'm fast tracking information, and I'm being taught stuff that I probably wouldn't learn if I would have been in the first match. So maybe these minorities, if they're already smart enough to get a high enough score to you know, meet the affirmative action quota, being around people that are smarter than them, they could mentor them, tutor them, learn from them, and they could bring them up. That's but I think the problem here is, you make a good point, but the problem is that they started from behind. Bro, look at projects. If you look at the projects, the reason they even started with projects is because, bro, they, you know, minorities, especially blacks, lived in slums. There were rats everywhere, and fucking there was sewage everywhere because they didn't have a toilet inside the house. And you've seen pictures of the wooden houses they lived in with fucking 15 people inside. And and so they brought them, the first actual housing projects was in Atlanta. It was called something like, what was the fucking name of it? I used to know it. Techwood Homes or some shit like that. Okay. And they brought black people in there, and it was really nice compared to the slums. But somewhere in there, they kicked the blacks out and white families moved in there. But the projects were basically for minorities, for blacks. And a lot of them didn't have good education. A lot of them were in and out of jail because the dad wasn't in the house and whatever reasons. And they never really got a good education, you know? So you got to remember that minorities, all of them, you know, the Italians, the Irish, all of them, we all started way back due to racism and cultural ignorance and discrimination.
Well, the funniest thing is that we keep talking about skin color as like, right. Like when you want to point to that, but the biggest telltale statistic that measures the success of people is family structure. People from fatherless homes do considerably worse than people that come from family structures. And that's, and bro, those statistics are very clear. Like if you look at those, you say, and the results are kind of obvious. Like you just said, like people brought up in a fatherless home do not do well. They tend towards crime and stuff and all that. Now well, by race,
when your dad's in jail, it's hard right. to fucking have a dad at home. But and a lot of that's due to discrimination, bro. You can't tell me that it isn't. Look at Minneapolis. They just no. Minneapolis. Okay, they said that black people were the target of. Can you look this up, Joe? Because I know I'm close.
Yeah,
they were like 60% of the time, and they were like 20% of the population. Okay. See how right I am on that.
Okay, no, that's you're right. Okay, But
that was racial profiling, and that's gone on for years and years and years unchecked. Okay. And before, no cop would ever talk against another cop because you were breaking the old Moretta, the code of silence, the blue line. Finally, that happened in Minneapolis. But after how many fucking years, how many minorities or, you know, or white, even white, you know, poor people, you know, got fucked over by the cops because they had the power and they could, and nobody was going to tell them anything.
So 19% of the population of Minneapolis is African-American, and they represented 54% of all traffic stops, 63% of use of force incidents.
Okay.
All right.
So my point would be that so now, like, this, when you argue, and that's, this is a problem that I have with that, with arguing from that perspective.
Right.
Okay. That's like saying, like telling somebody, all right, you know, hey, what happened in the Falcons game? It's like, well, I just told you the score was 35-0.
Right.
And that's it.
Right.
Okay. Like, I didn't tell you, like, you know, okay, I didn't tell you the quarterback got hurt. I didn't tell you. So my problem with statistics like that is that, what do those statistics hold up on a case by case basis? Now, if you take everything like basic statistics of discrimination, stuff, everything, if you take them by a case by case basis, does that number hold up? My thing is like, we can point to race. Okay. But that's single factor analysis. If you go through like everything else of like, okay, was this person, has it had our parents in jail, or are they a family structure? They divorced. Are they, like, if you go through all, like, were they educated? Are they high school dropout? Like, if you went through everything else, I think you would find more consistent numbers than just the basic, you know, just a basic number. Like, okay, so, you know, they represent, you know, 20% of the population gets pulled over 60% of the time. And then you said, like, okay, well, what if, like, you know, 80% of that statistic comes from, you know, a 2% demographic of a population area, like what if it's like in the lower income areas where most of this is happening? Okay, like that would be context you would put this in, and it just shows you, like, you have to use context like that, because, like, when people argue those just basic stats and think that, like, that represents something, everything has to be put in context. But we're so lazy as a society, we don't like to argue context. People don't even like, they don't, because argument's going to take too long. People don't like to argue. They just like to point the statistic and they say, okay, then I rest my case. Okay, well, let's go over this case by case. You can't do it. Like, you're not going to do a demographical study of each statistical case by case, because it's just people don't have the time for it. But my thing is like, you know, in this day and age, when you were talking about coding, like, you know, how they were behind the eight ball, that was 60 years ago. Okay. You, like you said, they weren't allowed to read books and stuff. And, you know, 60 years is not, I'm 55.
That's more than 60 years. That's more than 60 years.
No, no, no.
Bro, and they were also slaves.
No, no, no,
how about
no, no, no,
that?
I'm saying as recent as 60 years
right.
ago.
Right.
That's what
okay,
I'm saying.
Yeah.
No, no. And of course, well before that.
Well,
you know,
the thing is when Johnson passed the Civil Rights Act and you couldn't discriminate, people were still discriminating against him.
Right.
That's why they had to come up with affirmative action. But it's, I don't think that's a good argument. But bro, it's a fact. I'm going to ask you a question. You grew up in Marietta, Georgia, right? And you went to a private school in Marietta, Georgia, right?
Yep.
Okay. In your school and in your neighborhood, what percentage of blacks and other minorities would you say there were?
Well, my neighborhood was a small neighborhood. It's just we had one black family out of maybe like 30 homes.
Right.
You know, like, yeah, it wasn't a small.
That's small?
Big, oh, yeah. So, yeah,
what
it was just like
hee haw.
Well, it's just
one of those,
like,
population 2000.
No, yeah. you take a right down my street. Okay. And then it goes up the hill and down the end. Then you take a left and then you take, there's two lefts and then that's the neighborhood.
Okay. It's, how about your school, which has more people?
It had 1,700 kids. And we had I had like 9 black people out of 1,700. We didn't have a lot, you know, but this is like, you know,
okay.
Okay.
Okay. So let me ask the same thing to Joe. Joe, same question.
Well, I went to a Catholic elementary school at first. And I remember that it was a small school, small class sizes, like 25 kids. But only at one point did we have one black boy, one black girl. The rest was all white kids.
Then later on, like junior high, high school.
Yeah, when I switched to public high school, it was probably 50-50. 50-50 white, 50-50 black.
And in your neighborhood?
Mostly white when I grew up.
Mostly white. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, have you ever been a victim of discrimination, Joe?
No, I don't think so. I think if you're in the wrong neighborhood.
Okay, let me ask you the other question. Okay, yeah. Well, it's either a yes or a no. Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever witnessed discrimination.
Yes.
How did you feel when you witnessed it?
Grossed out.
That's cool. Fuck them.
No, grossed out. Right. I've always felt grossed out.
Same thing to you, Glenn. Have you ever been a victim of discrimination?
No. Why would I be discriminated against?
Okay. Have you ever seen somebody discriminated against?
Yeah, but not, you know, not, I doubt I've seen, like, personal, you know, people that I personally know, like, that have been subjugated to discrimination, like minority people that I've seen. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe they've told me, but I've never seen, but I've seen, you know, white kids yelling at black, you know, so I've seen.
Right, that's what I meant,
But here's the thing, too.
And here's another form of discrimination. When you're not in, when you're not in front of the minority and you're talking shit about them, hey, those whatever, that's also, you know, I don't like hearing shit like that.
Right.
You know? So what I'm saying is, it's 60 years, but both of you have witnessed it in the last 20 years. It's still around, bro. You know, and that's the problem. I know it's going to be eradicated little by little because we're going to live in a multicultural society. And, you know, I mean, you know what I'm saying? So it's like anything else. It's taken us 400 years to get here. And I think in another 50 years, it should be gone.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to bring up an outside the box argument here too. That I was just thinking of while we were talking about this.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And this is, you know, we're talking about education and like, you know, jobs and stuff, you know, like people like work for like that type of discrimination. Right.
Right.
Now, what is one aspect of our lives where we don't, where there isn't discrimination. And this is what the point I want to make is like, we're choosing to try to be diverse and equity, we're choosing diversity and equity in education. We're choosing diversity and education in work. Okay.
Right.
But what is one thing where there's never really been diversity and equity inclusion is in physical competition in sports.
Right.
It's complete meritocracy. The best athletes, like you go compete against people and the best competitors rise above and make it to the highest levels. Okay.
Right.
And regardless of race and colors, I mean, to the point, look at the NBA. Look at a lot of black people have succeeded in things where there's physical performance. Now we've taken, now just to think about that for a minute. It's like, we're saying that like, okay, we don't need to do diversity, equity, inclusion in athletics. And my question would be like, okay, well, why not? Because we want to do it in education, sports, and work. Why are we taking one genre of our society that we accept sports, and we've decided we're not going to be, there's no diversity and equity inclusion in that. We're just going to the best compete, the best man wins it, and you go forward. But we're choosing to do it in other genres like sports and, you know, education. What do you think about that argument?
I've never heard that argument before, but I would say that. What I would tell you is, again, I don't want to be sound. I know for a fact for many, many years, and so do you, they wouldn't hire black head coaches because they were thought to be too dumb. They wouldn't have a quarterback as black, which now most of them are, because they thought they couldn't learn all the plays. And there were places where you couldn't get on a team if you were a minority. Now it's gotten better. I will admit that. But
no,
there has been
racism. Not better. It's not even it's not even a discussion anymore. We have rules in place where, you know, like from the, well, that's what I said. That's coaching. That's administrative. That's not actual physical. They're not physically performing. They're coaching and stuff. Like, that's another aspect of it. But my thing is like, you know, this is what I'm worried with. Is when you start getting these snowflake liberals, like they chime in this, what if we start seeing diversity, equity, inclusion in athletic competition? if they figure out that, like,
that would really be the end of society for me.
Right? You don't think about it, would it? Well, that's what I'm saying. Like other people are looking at it like in this aspect of society.
Well, not just that. The problem is now you brought up a very good point, which I was going to make up was what happens in 2032. When a lot of minorities have jobs and white people are like, fuck, everybody there is non-white. How about us? You know,
or, it doesn't sound like it's good for racial harmony, does it?
Right. But it's, you know? Now the shoes on the other foot.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So interesting. Yeah.
I just think, and I do believe what I'm about to tell you. Obviously, I could be absolutely wrong. I just think that all the guys that did that for so many years and a lot of white people, because I've heard them say that they're, oh, what happens when they take over? I don't think minorities are trying to get back. And so you won't have problems with that. I just think they just want a seat at the table. Bro, it's like wrestling. There's no black owners. There's no black fucking guys with any positions of power, no Latinos with any position of power in the United States. still a white thing except for Tony Khan, you know? Right. But yeah.
Right. Well, yeah, I just wanted to say this, that like today compared to when I grew up or when I was in school or whatever, like the house that my wife and I just bought on our street, it's Hispanic family, black family, my wife and I, black family. And then I don't know the rest but on that corner, like we're all pretty close. We're great neighbors to each other. We'll rake each other's leaves, pull the trash cans out, you know, hey, your tire looks flat, shit like that. You know, it's
well, let them know you weren't down with the affirmative action thing.
I don't have a Trump flag outside. Yeah. I'll tell you that much. But also what it comes down to too, is affirmative action or not. I was just looking at charts and everything. And if you look at education and intelligence in the world, dude, the U.S. isn't in the top 20 on most of these charts, however they determine them, you know? So, and that's a problem. Cause when I was in school, dude, if you failed math, you didn't go forward or you went to summer school. Nowadays, everybody just gets passed forward, forward, forward. And it's not good.
Yeah. Can you believe that? They're talking about, they don't want to test people anymore.
We're
in
fucked.
The name of diversity.
That?
That's crazy. That's crazy. Bro, right, this is fuck. Like, when that's what I'm saying. When the far left starts chiming in on these things and get these ideas of how to fix things and make, it just doesn't make a lot of sense, you know? So I think that's, I don't know.
Let me read you something real quick that I just saw when we were talking, and I always get a pop out of this. So it says Club Q shooter sentenced. The suspect in the mass shooting of an LGBTQ plus nightclub in Colorado Springs, Colorado, pleaded guilty to 5 counts of first degree murder, 46 counts of attempted first degree murder, no contest to 2 counts of hate crimes. The 23-year-old suspect, who is non-binary, okay? Not sure why, if you're non-binary, you would go into a club and do that. But he opened fire in November 22 with, you guessed it, an AR-15 style semi-automatic rifle and a handgun, the Club Q nightclub. And it says the shooter was tackled and disarmed by club goers before taking into custody. The massacre came over a year after the suspect had been arrested after he threatened to become the next mass killer. Okay, listen to what he got, all right? He will serve 5 consecutive life sentences for the murder charges and 46 consecutive 48-year sentences for attempted murder. I've never understood this. 5 life sentences. So what? Do you die and then they fucking bring you back up again and resuscitate you? Then you die again and then they bring you up again. Then after the 5 life sentences, you still got to do 48, 46. What?
I just
say life sentence and that's it. One life.
Because I think what they do is.
Are you reincarnated?
From the legal standpoint, you have to get, you have to punish them on each count. And if you go, it's like 56 counts of like whatever you can get.
Doesn't that seem kind of odd?
Because the person, there should be life without just parole. What's one of life for life with no chance for parole? Period.
Right.
Because that's what he's gotten. But we have to say it another way, which is weird, you know? So, yeah.
And I would add to that in parentheses, or unless you get shanked by another prisoner.
Right.
Yeah, so this has been another interesting conversation on affirmative action. If you got any comments, keep them to yourself. If not, send them or any opinion or whatever you have to k100questions@gmail.com. We'll see you next week with another episode of K100 Talks. Boom.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.